Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very warm welcome. This is The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. And you are listening to the program, The Last Savior, which is about the Imam of Time, Imam al-Zamana, Jallaha Tala Faraja. And in this program, we give you more and more information about the Imam of Time, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who dies and is ignorant about the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant. And the hadith that we discussed in the beginning of the program is also from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will fill the earth with justice. His imam will fill the earth with justice, as we are seeing the tyranny and oppression around the world right now, as we can witness things in Gaza and around the world. Well, to explore more on the topic of Mahdaviyat, we have a special guest in the studio. Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
One of the sayings is in the Ziyarat al-Yasin that what you suggest is good and what you suggest is not good is not good. Actually, so the criteria for good and bad is imamat. Yes, we're going to explore more on Ali Yasin, and Dr. Ali Alavi is going to help us. Yes, Dr. Alavi, so we would want you to start with Ziyarat Ali Yasin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his purified progeny. In order to make this picture of where we are now, I want to bring a flashback to the respected listeners that now we are talking about the ways that Imam Ali Salam, Imam Mahdi Ali Salam, contacts and communicates with his followers, his companions. We have divided his whole life into three phases: at the time from his birth till his imamate, from his imamate till today, and from the time of Advent of Imam Ali Salam. Whatever Imam says and whatever Imam has already said, we said that at the time of minor cultation, Imam Ali Salam contacted and communicated his Shias and followers in the form of tawqi' or tawqi'at. After that, Imam Ali Salam changed the genre of this communication, changed the format of this communication into the format of dua and supplications. So the same way that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam taught people how to supplicate, how to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, in this period, I mean the time of minor and major cultation, Imam alayhi salam taught us some of the ziyarats,
ways to communicate.
Him, or in order to communicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through him. So we have again some literature left from Imam alayhi salam, one of which is Ziyarat Ali Yasin, or the text of this pilgrimage under the title of Ali Yasin. We said that Imam alayhi salam in this ziyarat, or in the new forms of communications with him, again tells us how to talk to the Imam of the time, how to talk to a person who has wilaya and guardianship over us. And then in these ziyarats, in this text, Imam Ali Salam teaches us a comprehensive, a comprehensive series of teachings, Islamic teachings, starting from aqaid, beliefs, and then to the taken from beliefs and then to the actions that we need to have, and the way that we can pay allegiance to Imam Ali Salam and do our bay'ah and renew our bay'ahs with Imam Ali Salam and to the other infallible imams in this series of du'as.
Right.
So these du'as are a comprehensive set of ma'rifa or knowledge that are available and at hand for us, for the followers of Imam alayhi salam, and that they can be recited at any time.
Right.
These du'as and ziyarats in these texts are quite valid and reliable, and they can be looked at as reliable sources of hadith and du'a.
Right. Let's talk more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له الله لما ابتدأوا منهاج للسالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You're listening to Iran Radio. This is The Last Savior. Dr. Levy is helping us with the Ziyara al-Yasin. One of the ways that Imam communicated with us is Ziyara al-Yasin. We're going to explore the Surah. We're going to explore the Ziyara, basically. And we, being the Shias of Imam, have this treasure of knowledge, have this treasure of supplications with us. So, yeah, we are here to explore more on Ziyara al-Yasin. Yes, Dr. Alavi.
Well, we said that in Ziyara al-Yasin, we can find a series of teachings from Imam alayhi salam, from beliefs to actions to akhlaqs and to the method in order to be in front of Imam alayhi salam. So these ziyarats, these texts are recited, as we said, regularly. There is no certain time for reciting these ziyarats because we can communicate to Imam and to talk to our Imam. He tells us how to talk to us. Then they can be recited in any time, in any place. And we see that groups of followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they recite these ziyaras either in individual or even in groups and assemblies.
Right.
And they are in the form of sessions and meetings. So they are being recited in different forms. So we said that this is, again, another form of communicating with Imam alayhi salam, or we can find the literature of Imam or the sayings of Imam alayhi salam in the form of this ziyara. The second ziyara that we are going to talk about and introduce here is Ziyarat Nahr al-Muqaddasa. This ziyara, if this pilgrimage of Nahr al-Muqaddasa has been attributed to Imam alayhi salam, again, in it, we can find some lofty ideas and some lofty themes on the concept of imamate and the concept of infallibility of imams and the mission of Imam alayhi salam. So what is it about? What is this ziyara is all about? This ziyara of al-Yasin, actually Imam alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, addresses Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. He talks to Imam al-Hussein. Actually, we can say it's a valid maqtal of Imam al-Hussein.
All right.
Look, in the concept of maqtal or maqatal, there are lots of deviations.
Right.
So some people, either from this side or from outside of the Islamic Ummah, they came to deviate the important event of Ashura.
Right.
In the form of bringing deviation in the Azadari and the mourning of Imam al-Hussein.
Right.
So what was the consequence? The consequence was sort of, let's say, weird and bizarre action in the format of mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So when we ask them, so where from have you brought all this? They actually bring up lots of sources that either they are, I mean, some of them, when, I mean, the researchers are doing their research to see where are all these sources about.
You
see
from?
That it comes even from outside the religion,
right.
or religious authorities. So when we see that this valid maqtal of Imam al-Hussein by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which, as I said, this ziyara is attributed to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So we find a reliable source about the excellence of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, about the position of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the way that he was treated by kuffar at that time, and the way that he got martyred.
Mm-hmm.
So this valid version of maqtal is a unique source for the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt.
Right. Let's explore more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. This is The Last Savior. We're talking about Nahr al-Muqaddasa, which talks about the mission of Imam. When Imam actually is conversating with the Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we said there have been so many sources that talk about maqtal, and this maqtal in itself has become a source of confusion between many scholars, like what to believe and what not to believe, what is authentic and what is not authentic. Here, Nahr al-Muqaddasa serves as a authentic source for us There was this Japanese scholar who did a research, and he said, like, there would have been no Shiism, and the entire Shiism is flying on two wings. One wing is Ashura, and another wing is Zahur.
Very true.
Just to weaken both these wings. Enemy is working always either to weaken Ashura or to weaken the Zahur itself. Well, through these programs, like through this Last Savior and programs like that, we're here to strengthen the concept of Zahur itself, and also the concept of Ashura when it gets weakened. We have Nahya al-Muqaddasa.
We can find in Nahya al-Muqaddasa the connection between Karbala and the advent of Imam Ali Islam, because the one whose advent is expecting, is being expected, is narrating from Karbala.
From Karbala, yeah.
So it is interconnected.
Right,
so both wings are here, are
right.
seen here. So he wants to tell us, if you have learned Karbala right in this format, in this way, then you can be expecting the Dhuhr and advent in mm-hmm. this way. So Imam Ali Islam exactly and meticulously talks about what happened to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and to his household, and to about the mission of Imam. How, I mean, what was his mission? What was he going to do, and how he was treated? So it talks about the oppression that came on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and he beautifully narrates. And actually, I can say that if we close all the chapters of other books of Maqatil, that would be enough for us. Though we respect all the books of all the valid books of Maqatil or Maqtals,
right.
Like the Maqtal of Luhuf of Sayyidina Tawus and other Maqatil.
Right.
But this by itself would suffice us if we want to focus
rely
on the
authentic source.
Books, authentic books for the Maqatil or Maqtal of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Some say that this ziyara is specifically for the day of Ashura. Some scholars even refer to this. But it is being said that it is not going to be limited for the day of Ashura. Though, I mean, this pressure of the oppression that came and happened to the family of the household of the Prophet was very happy at the time of the day of Ashura, and it is highly recommended to be recited on such a day. But even recitation of this dua and ziyara is also is fine in other days, and it has its own rewards and inshallah its own thawabs.
Okay.
So we have been saying that this ziyara, the Ziyarah Nahiyat al-Muqaddasa, is addressing Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the martyrs of Karbala. And Imam alayhi salam names all the companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam one by one, and talks about their characteristics, and talks about their personalities. So in it, we can find lots of lessons. Lessons that how they were, and
right.
the reason of the martyrdom. So these people with these characteristics and with these attributes, have they been deserved to be killed and to be behaved in this way? So we, from one side, we learn about pure excellence
right.
of these people.
Indeed.
Then the oppression that came to them. Again, it is an indirect lesson to us that Imam Ali Islam wants our attention to go towards such ziyarahs. Again, Imam Ali Islam defines Imam al-Hussein and the quality of his martyrdom. And he introduces him through his holy ancestors. And he says that this is the reward that the people were supposed to give to the grandson of the Holy Prophet, while he said, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلْكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةُ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet, tell the people, I don't want anything from you, just a mawaddah, a love towards my family and household.
Right.
Is this, I mean, the kind of reward and mawadda that the people give back
the
to the grandson of the Holy Prophet?
Yeah.
So he did not deserve such a bad treatment.
Right, indeed. Thank you, Dr. Alavi, for being with us and adding those insights to our knowledge. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to Iran Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun?